From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. British Prime Minister Tony Blair has ordered an independent inquiry into whether intelligence gathered on Iraq's alleged chemical and biological weapons programs was faulty. It comes on the heels of a similar probe of U.S. intelligence announced by the White House over the weekend. And just a week after another inquiry, the Hutton Commission cleared Blair's government of deliberately exaggerating claims of Iraqi weapons in order to boost the case for war. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
After last week's conclusion by Lord Hutton and the unequivocal vindication for Tony Blair's government, the Prime Minister believed the issue of WMD would now pass. But it didn't. The overwhelming majority of the British public believed the Hutton report was a whitewash, a document that failed to criticize the government for its role in compiling a faulty intelligence dossier on Iraq in September 2002. That dossier served as the cornerstone for Blair's passionate argument in favor of war. Polls here indicate that the public wants to find out whether Britain's intelligence agencies got it wrong. Blair, after months of resisting, finally agreed to open that investigation.
I think it is right that we have a look at the intelligence that we received and whether it was accurate or not.
Critics of the Prime Minister and those who opposed the war in Iraq are already warning Blair against simply blaming intelligence agencies. Robin Cook, a staunch opponent of the war and Blair's former foreign secretary, says the inquiry should also examine the decision to go to war.
I personally think it would be grotesque if the intelligence agencies were now made to carry the can for what was ultimately a political decision. It should be looking at why we went to war, not just the basis of intelligence that was supplied.
Blair has said he prefers to limit this new inquiry only to the quality of pre-war intelligence.
What we should have is a proper inquiry into the intelligence, not just about the intelligence services, but government and any discrepancies that there are between what is there and what has been found by the Iraq Survey Group.
This latest probe will be the fourth inquiry on Iraq and weapons held in Britain since the end of the war. Two presided over by parliamentary committees, one by an independent judge, Lord Brian Hutton. In all cases, Blair's government has been cleared of wrongdoing. But for some reason, the public and much of the British media refuse to accept Blair's innocence. Charles Kennedy is the leader of an opposition party, the Liberal Democrats.
I think that what the public want, and we've seen this really in the few days since the Hutton report, is the more far-reaching and fundamental inquiry into the entire basis upon which this country was taken into that war. And that it requires both an assessment of the quality of the intelligence, but even more crucially, a fundamental reassessment of the political judgments which flowed from that intelligence.
But as Blair pointed out today, with a transparent sense of irony, the public and his detractors will continue to demand inquiries so long as the outcome is not what they want. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.